Joy Tactics.
Ready?
Ready?
You're present. Ready? Nate Verone, present.
All right.
Why don't Rose we, tea in a giant mug with a Target fleece blanket. Your dog sitting next to you. No hangover. You stop drinking. You beat that addiction. Midsummer British Murder Mystery on TV. And you've got takeout on the way coming in. No work in the morning. And it's Christmas, 2 days before Christmas. And there's no family stress. Mm. What would you guys call that?
A description that, of an evening. I think
that would be, I got it. Comfort. Yeah. That sounds comforting. Bro.
Comfortable. I'm in the drop top, the mental drop top, the comfortable.
The comfortable.
You see what I'm saying?
Comfortable. Oh, shit.
Comfortable. I got
it's
the
just
drop.
A mattress
I got,
that you lay on?
No, it's your head.
With a wheel?
Hey, remember in Scary Movie 2 when they got that guy's head open and he goes,
ah. Of course. I know every fucking second. Yeah,
we're going to do this American moment. Cinema studies, I guess, is what I'm realizing again.
By the way, don't we need to bring back the parody movies? I feel like those have gone away. There was so many like...
Well, dude, I'd like to, but there's no more monoculture. So there's nothing that everyone could relate to on a parody level. You see?
Well, what about Wicked? Interesting. Why isn't there a movie called, Junk Movies? You know what I'm saying? It's a scary movie. We call our franchise Junk, I don't know. Junk stories. See what I'm saying?
You know what I can't believe like, there's not is a superhero like Avengers parody movie. I feel like that if we were like making all these, you know, Marvel cinema.
Nate,
if this was like the 2000s,
Nate,
there would be a what?
There is one, dude. The characters are as listed: Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Donald Trump, and they're funny as you can imagine. It's almost not believable of the satire and hyperbole. Shaking my damn head from the future.
Wow. And I will tell you, actually, on a real note, there is a real superhero parody show, but its message is a little darker than probably a scary movie would be, and it's actually a TV show. Called The Boys.
Yeah,
the
I
boys.
Knew you were gonna say that.
So
I knew that doesn't count,
dude. Big fan of Captain America or The Flash or whoever. Think twice because the show The Boys will show you what happens behind the scenes of the superhero industry.
But that's not a parody, dude.
No, but that's what. See, that's the darkness of the times that we live in. We can't handle parody. We have to settle for. Social commentary and satire.
Well, people are in pain, man. As everybody knows, if you follow my comedy theorem, the leading philosophy of the modern comedy is called the benign violation. If you know, you know. Oh. Where you simply need to be okay if you're ready to laugh. And society is not okay yet. They're just not. So we need to keep examining, or else we're going to keep having the scar tissue and it's going to keep opening.
Why do I very much disagree with that?
Because you're ignorant. You're ignorant. You smell like shit.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah. Any other questions or what's up?
No, Mr. Ben.
Okay, great. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.